Thank you for tuning in to Hacks and Hobbies with your host, Junaid. We're visited by our amazing guests coming from all walks of life. We want to learn their story, their struggles, and their journey on how they got to where they are today. So stick around.
Welcome back to part two of my conversation with Jeremy Bishop, the personal brand architect behind some of today's most recognizable names. If you're trying to figure out how to actually make money with your brand, today is the episode for you. Jeremy, thank you so much for coming back.
I appreciate it. Looking forward to it. Let's get into everything.
Absolutely. So talk to us about what are the core ways you help clients monetize their audience or authority?
Well, it starts with your business, and everyone has to take this into consideration. So when you're thinking about how to build a personal brand or how to utilize your social media, the first really critical thought has to be, what business am I in? What business am I building? And if I were to think about 6, 12, 18 months from now, that perfect end result, what is it? Okay, so if you're in a business and you're looking for more clients, have clarity around that, okay? If you are in a business and you're looking for funding, you want to raise capital, have clarity around that. And so you have to start with the business and the foundation, because a lot of people go into social media just to go in and they say, you know, I'm not really sure what I'm doing here. I'm posting, I'm sharing. But you have to start with what is the business and what is the target and what is the goal. That's going to make everything else more simple.
That's really good. So think about, what is the goal? What are you trying to reach? Who's your ideal client, right? Who's that prospective person? And who are you actually talking to? And for the longest time on my own social media, on Facebook especially, I just posted personal content. It's my personal space. I have my real friends and family on there that I'm communicating with. But then over the years, it started evolving where more and more people that were working with me or following me on Facebook, and it's become a more of a platform where people want to learn who the person is before they even start working with them. What's the biggest misconception, Jeremy, that people have when they hear monetize your brand? I hear this question all the time. They're like, okay, I want to start a YouTube channel. When can I monetize? I want to start a podcast. When am I going to monetize? Talk to us about this.
Well, I think it's not so much a misconception as it is just truly a lack of info or understanding. I mean, you know, the misconception could be you think that once you start posting and you get enough likes or views, that all of a sudden these platforms are going to write you a big check. that is probably, I would call that the 1%, okay, or even the 0.01%.
Yeah.
Of people that go extremely viral, they continue to go viral. That is not what I teach my clients how to do. I want you to think about your business. If you could actually impact the bottom line of what you do in the marketplace already. So if you're a real estate, if you're a life coach, if you're a fitness coach, if you have a business and you can provide value, your brand should just help elevate your reputation, your name, and increase connections and relationships for that business. That's how you would that's how you would monetize, okay, social media. If a relationship, one message turns into a phone call, turns into a new client, that would be monetization. Now, it just depends, again, what's your business model? Do you want to become some sort of influencer that gets paid for views and likes? That's totally fine as well. That's a whole nother beast. Or do you just want to grow and increase the reputation and the client base or the income in your current business? So make that decision.
Absolutely. Because success isn't about the strategy. It's about how you think about what that success looks like for you. You know, a lot of people are trying to monetize the platforms. They're trying to say, hey, I want to get 1,000 subscribers on my YouTube so that YouTube can start paying me, or, you know, build this big brands. But that also requires a lot of work, right? And not just that, right? It also requires something that we don't think about. It's the mindset shifts. What are the some few key mindset shifts that you had to make to go from service provider to a seven-figure business builder?
The first mindset shift is you never know who you're going to meet. You never know what door that one connection, that one relationship, or that one message could open. Amen. And so when people are thinking about, I need to post 1,000 times to get 1,000 views, they're missing the most critical part, which is the people that you actually want to speak with, connect with, the people that have your money, the people that have, that are your next client or your next mm-hmm. relationship. So mm-hmm. it's very easy to look at all of this like metrics and, you know, once I hit a certain amount of subscribers, the yeah. reality is that for myself, I've had this happen 100 times. It only takes one great message, one great relationship to turn yeah. into another incredible amount of business, referral, relationship. And so, yeah, that would be my hope. That gives a good overview.
I love it. Thank you so much. Now, Jeremy, talk to us about what advice would you give someone who's doing all the tactical stuff, but it still feels like they're stuck financially?
So all the tactical stuff, but they still feel stuck financially. So that's, so, you know, you have to just take a look at, it's very simple, okay? Don't overcomplicate your business. Think about your business. Think about, what is the product? Who do you need in order to invest, pay, become a client, okay? And like I mentioned earlier, sending 100 text messages, sending 100 emails, making 100 phone calls, you know, these are very simple things to increase the likelihood, okay? There's a saying which is, in the beginning of your business, make up with your time what you lack in skill, okay?
Yeah.
So if you're doing all the right tactical things, that right off the bat, that sounds terrible, because it sounds like you're doing, it sounds like the person who's doing everything except for the one thing they should be doing.
Yeah.
So most people start by building a website. They start by creating a business card. Mm. They create flyers. They do their brand logo, and they do all of these tactical things, right? They start learning SEO. They start learning, that's great. Absolutely. Mm. Do all of it. But don't forget what actually is going to get business done in your industry. If you're a real estate agent, showing houses, talking to people, building relationships, doing deals, in any other business, figure out what is that one thing. Focus on that.
I love that. Let's get into a little more tactical thinking. You got the mindset shift. I'm having so much trouble saying those two words together. It's funny. Jeremy, talk to me about, how do you help people future-proof their brand so they're not just trending, but also trusted?
Well, it's exactly what you are sharing. So you say trending, but trusted, right? Yeah. So a lot of the times, trend does not come with trust in the long term. Trend is whatever the definition of a trend is, you know, probably the definition is something like something that becomes popular for X amount of time, and then it is, you know, not a trend anymore, or until it's not. Okay. So I want to build something that is long lasting, that is sort of a lifetime. And so when you think about, you know, a lifetime membership to trust or credibility, you know, you could think of someone in your life that's older, that's built relationships over 80 years, and they'll tell you it's very, very simple, right? They'll tell you that you create a relationship, you hold true to that relationship, you provide value, and you stay available, and you stick to who you are the entire way through. In social media, it's the same exact thing. Build your brand. You're going to grow. You're going to change. Don't be scared to be who you are and make changes and shifts in your business. But you stay true to who you are. And a good indicator is if you can call a client or a friend or a mentor 2, 3, 4, 5 years later, and they still pick up the phone and they still want to talk to you, they still enjoy your conversation, that's a good indicator that you're doing something right. So you want to build up sort of a stack of undeniable proof that you are who you say you are over a long period of time. And your social media is just going to be a representation of that.
Man, that's so powerful. Call somebody who you worked with 5 years ago and they still pick up the phone. That's a really powerful one because they remembered who the name represents. They remembered how the experience was and they want to continue working with you. Thank you so much for that. You know, I've been learning this slowly but surely and implementing it, that people that you provide with true value are always going to be in your corner. And the one message, you know, the one thing that you've been going, that we've been talking about is use those 100 messages a day kind of thing, right? Contact those people. And the more you do, the more you'll hear from them. Oh my God, you're doing so great. I've been seeing your content. And they'll because they're waiting for you, even because number one, you're posting content, right? But, and people might be watching it or might not be watching it. But as soon as you contact them, it sends a reminder signal and you're on top of mind. And then you're going to go and check out their profile. I'm like, oh my God, you're doing all these cool things. And they'll start reacting and commenting. And that's something that happened with me. I was in this call yesterday and this guy's like, hey, I think we're connected. I'm like, really? And I went and saw him. Sure and behold, we were connected. So I commented on a few of his posts. And then suddenly other people started commenting on that post too, because social media was like, oh, this guy is, you know, there's something here. We need to show this up to 4 more people. So I love that. Continue to engage with people proactively.
That's a really, really important point that you just mentioned, because people ask questions like, how do I get more comments? Mm-hmm. How do I get more likes? How do I get more followers? Now, there are certainly methods to do that, but the one that will never change is continue to network, continue to show up to spaces where you're engaging with different people. Because when you make that friend, you know, remember the young man I met at the coffee shop earlier?
Mm-hmm,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think after 5 minutes with him, giving him some value, connecting with him, he's probably going to follow and like my content for the rest of my life?
Yes.
Okay. So that's very, very simple. So just like you said, you know, engage with someone. That is what these platforms are really meant for at the end of the day. So yeah, utilize them.
You know, Jeremy, it's just reminding me, right? We call it social media and we forget focusing on the social part and we just focus on the media part.
Yeah, by the way, just because you're active posting every day and you think that you're creating this really engaging content and it's edited and it's really cool, just because you're doing that does not mean that people are going to just run through your door and come begging to do business with you. And they're so excited that they're just scheduling calls with you. That's not necessarily how it's going to work. And so remember, even at the level where you have 1 million followers, my mentors, my partners, we still go out and search for relationships, open up conversations, schedule calls with people, make a touch, make a connection. So you still have to go actually, you know, do the work and do the part that we were talking about, the most important part.
Jeremy, thank you so much. This has been really insightful, really powerful. Talk to me about what's the balance between building a personal brand for the moment and for the long game. And I think we've been talking in circles around the same kind of thing.
Well, this comes back to grow your business and you will have a much more enjoyable time sharing that journey as you grow your brand. Okay. So, you know, if you focus on your business, that means that you'll be focusing on engaging with more people, helping more people, providing, showing people how you can help them. That's very, very important. And when you're doing that in real life, it makes it a lot easier to correlate that on your social. And so plan on being in business for the next 5-10 years. And I promise your brand will grow as well.
Oh, that's so powerful. So do what you're doing on social and do it in real life as well, because then you become the person that you're not faking it anymore, essentially. You're just being who you are, online and offline. Jeremy, this is beautiful. This is beautiful. Last one before we wrap up. If you could rebrand any character from pop culture, who would it be and what would you change?
If I could rebrand, I'm not really sure what. Give me an idea here.
Any character from pop culture. So we got Madonna, we got. And I'm just thinking out of my head, right? Madonna, Michael Jordan, Michael Jackson. These are some top characters in pop popular culture. Or maybe there are some people that I don't know, but they are in pop culture. What would you change and who would it be?
That's an interesting question. I have no idea. I think that I'm not really sure how to answer that one other than...
Being creative, being fun.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, yeah, that's an interesting question. I mean, look, I'll say this, you know, you bring up the names that you just thought of, and there's a reason for that, right? They're Amen. Unique, they're special, they've made an impact in the world. I have no idea what I would do to quote unquote rebrand them or change them. I'm not an expert in making people who they are. I'm an expert in helping them, you know, continue to be the best version of themselves. So, you know, for everybody out there, the only thing I can tell you is, you know, you don't want to just chase the fame. You know, that's something that you look at over and over that doesn't come with a very pretty end result for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And it's a shame when that hurts people more than it helps them. So you want to build reputation, you want to build relationship. You know, you can build a massive personal brand and still maintain an incredibly safe and private life in the world. You really can. And so, you know, I would say that, you know, when you mention some of these bigger names, you know, some of them don't have such pretty endings to their stories. Okay. So, you know, I would think about, you know, the ability to build a business, to build a brand, to build a name, and do it in a way that you're in full control of. You know, you're not giving away your power. That's the whole point of the personal brand. So maybe to your answer, the thing I would do differently is help some of these people not sell their soul to the companies that, you know, are going to own them for the next 10, 20, 30, 40 years. Yes. And instead show them that, you know, the future is they're going to own all of their own data, their brand, their image, their name. So that would be my answer to that. But thanks for that unique question.
100%, Jeremy. Thank you so much for going deep into that question too, because you're absolutely right. Right. There was a video surfaced where I watched, and this it was Michael Jackson being interviewed, right? And behind the scenes while he's on tour, and he's like mentioning all these top names as being his friends, right? Because think about it, right? When you're inserted it in an environment and you grow that environment as a pop culture icon, you're not developing other areas as a human being, right? Because it's all internal growth. As we grow internally and then build that personal brand, then it's a totally different outcome that you get to control what it looks like. And we see that with Richard Branson. We see that with Michael Jordan, right? He built internally and then that became the brand that he is able to command and who he is. Shaquille O'Neal, right? These are some people that we can look to that developed internally and developed externally after the fact. Jeremy, thank you so much for this conversation, going deep in some of these topics on social media and how to build a personal brand and what it really takes to get there.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Where can people go to connect with you? I know you did mention Instagram. We'll have the link. But if they wanted to learn from you or bring you in to build their brand, where should they go?
Yeah, hopefully there will be a link that we can share. It goes to sort of like a VIP case studies page where anybody wants to just take a look at some of these examples of these men and women that have sort of gone through this journey. And there's a lot to just take in there. And if you'd like to book a call with our team, I'm sure there's plenty of links to do so there as well, or you can try and send me a message directly. But thanks so much for having me, and hope this helps somebody out there.
Thank you, Jeremy. Appreciate you, and we'll see you very soon. All right, hobby hackers, your story is your strategy, and your brand is your bridge to bigger impact. Until next time, build loud, brand smart, and keep hacking your way to success. We'll see you in the next episode.
Congratulations, you made it to the end of the episode. Thanks so much for listening to our guest on this episode. Please send me an email at Junaid@hacksandhobbies.com to tell me what you loved about our guest today. You could find links mentioned in this episode on the hacksandhobbies.com website.